Roll the Bones is the perfect title because through all of the thoughts that I go through on the album about all these nasty things that happen and all these terrible things that could happen to you, and a drunk in a stolen car could run over you on your way home tomorrow night, and you could have the best laid plans in the world for what you want to do, but there's still that element of chance that it could all go wrong. But the bottom line of that is take the chance, roll the bones, you know. If it's a random universe and that's terrifying and it makes you neurotic and everything, never mind. You know, you really have to just take the chance or else nothing's going to happen. You know, the bad thing might not happen, but the good thing won't happen either. So that's really the only choice you have. I would say as many lyrical ideas come from conversation or a TV, just some little twist of phrase that I like and write down so that by the time I start to write lyrics, I have pages and pages of just little jottings, and some of them don't make any sense to me anymore, but there they are. Roll the Bones is a perfect example. That phrase has been in my notebook for at least 10 years, just waiting to find a home. And finally, this time I had the theme of chance, and I thought, yes, Roll the Bones, perfect. So it came out, but still I have ideas in my book still that are even older than that, that are still waiting to find a home. So. Again, the discipline comes in just forcing yourself to write it down, which a lot of times is very inconvenient. You know, if you've got your arms full of suitcases and stuff, or if you're just about to go to sleep, there's that classic moment between waking and sleeping when everybody knows a lot of things go through your head. And it takes enormous discipline if you're really tired to get up and jot something down. You know, it's like, oh, I'll remember it in the morning, but of course you don't. So that's the discipline factor of it. So inspiration isn't really so much to do with it as it is I can sit down on the first day of lyric writing and go through pages and pages of stuff and see what connects, and it becomes just craftsmanship then, and having the patience to sit for 3 days looking at a sheet of paper that you don't really believe in sometimes. Quite a few songs on this, well, Dreamline, the opening track, was the very first one I think I started working on months before we started working together. And I just didn't believe in it at all, but something kept compelling me to keep going, and I knew I was all lost in this imagery and I couldn't get everything to go together, and I thought it was just garbage. And I sat for the first 3 days working on it, but I didn't believe in it, you know. I thought, no, it's junk. Every day I'd read over and junk, you know, but at the end of it, I came up with something that was satisfying to me. Hearing some of the better rap writers, among whom I would include like LL Cool J or Public Enemy, musicality apart, just as writers, it was really interesting, and it struck me that it must be a lot of fun to do that. All those internal rhymes and all that wordplay and everything, which, that's meat and potatoes for a lyricist. It's stuff you love to do and can seldom get away with being so cute in a rock song.
Jack, relax, get busy with the facts. No zodiacs or almanacs, no maniacs or polyester slash.
So I thought, well, I'll give it a try, and I submitted, actually, I think, the song Roll the Bones without that section to the other guys and got them to like it and said, well, I have this other thing I've been working on, and see what you think, you know, not knowing how they'd respond, but I'd had the fun of doing it, and I'd been rejected before. My notebook's full of things that haven't made it, too, so that was the situation there, and they got excited about the idea, but then how to treat it was the other question, and we did think of trying to get a real rapper in to do it, and we even experimented with female voices, and ultimately found that treated version of Getty's voice was the most satisfying, is creating the persona that we wanted to get across, and also was the most satisfying to listen to. And with the female voice in it, it wasn't as nice texturally going by, where Getty's voice treated like that became a nice low frequency sound, and you could listen to it just as a musical passage without having to key in on the lyrics or anything, just let the song go by you, and it was pleasant to the ears. So I think that was probably one of the big factors in choosing that. We'd even been in contact with people like Robbie Robertson. We thought we'd like to try his voice on it, and had contacted his office and so on. And John Cleese, we thought of, we were going to do it as a joke version, get John Cleese in, Jack, relax, you know, get him to camp it up. But again, from the musicality and longevity factors, that would have got tired quickly, you know. That's the trouble with jokes. Yeah, because we're here.